But that is Renegade X. You are now listening to another episode of the Mind of a Renegade. What is up? This is Renegade X. Back at it with another podcast, The Mind of a Renegade. Mind of a Renegade is just basically, I give my opinion or analysis about something. And the something for today is the psychology of Sasuke. If you have not seen the full show of Naruto, I would suggest watching the full show, then coming by to listen to this podcast. Count down to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. In his early part of his childhood, he lived a normal life for the most part. Sasuke was trying to get attention and validation from his father, because his father kept giving more praise and attention for Itachi. That's why Sasuke tried so hard in his life. Sasuke did look up to his brother, and his brother cared for him, spending time with him and all that, until one day, when he was returning home, he saw his whole clan murdered. When he was returning home, he noticed everything was empty. No one was outside, it was quiet, like a ghost town. When he was intercepted by his older brother Itachi, Itachi used his Sharingan and showed him that he killed everyone in his clan and told Sasuke he was just acting like his older brother. He didn't want to kill him. You must hate me, resent me, and fight me one day to avenge the clan. So that right there is a huge traumatic experience for a child. Those words stuck with Sasuke for a long time. That's why Sasuke was such an introvert. Sasuke was getting the attention of girls because of how he looks, but he wasn't paying attention to them. His mind was focused on one thing, to avenge his clan. That's why he called himself an Avenger. Now in early part 1, Sasuke started forming bonds with his teammates. He would slash was willing to sacrifice himself so his teammates could live. He did this when he fought with Haku and Gaara. I believe he did that because of the Uchiha massacre. He probably felt like he could have prevented it if he was strong. And later in life, when Itachi and Kisame confronted Naruto, that man Sasuke was running to get to where Naruto was so he could save him. When he saw Itachi, it reawakened their motive in him. And when Itachi beat him and told him he is still weak, that did some mental damage to Sasuke. Cause he felt like he wasn't strong enough to kill Itachi and avenge his clan. It worsened after he had fought Naruto on top of that hospital roof when Sasuke was recovering from his fight with Itachi. He saw the big hole from the water tank, you know, when Naruto did his Rasengan, when Kakashi threw them away so they wouldn't clash, cause Sakura was about to get hit by it and she kept running towards him. Later, Kakashi tried to talk some sense into Sasuke and told him to stop chasing revenge, but sadly, his words didn't go through him. Cause when Orochimaru sent the Sound 4 after Sasuke, Sasuke chose to go with them so he could get more power from Orochimaru. After the fight with Naruto in the Final Valley, he trained with Orochimaru and got stronger. As he was getting stronger, he was getting overconfident. Cause he felt like no one could match up to him. No one had given him a challenge in so long, and he hasn't fought a powerful person in so long. Plus he thinks his Uchiha powers make him untouchable. As life went on, he eventually fought Itachi, so you know, ready to get his revenge and stuff like that. Itachi died by a sickness, So Sasuke didn't really kill him. Obito spoke to Sasuke, told him the truth of what happened in the past. So that made Sasuke think of things right there and change his whole motive. He wanted to kill Danzo, the one that suggested to kill the entire Uchiha. Turns out Itachi wasn't even a bad guy. Matter of fact, Itachi didn't want to kill his own clan. So Sasuke joined the Akatsuki as well. Well, what's left of it. And tried to capture Killer B. That battle right there, that's when Sasuke got his butt whooped. He was so overconfident in his abilities that he did not think there was someone better than him. If Suigetsu, forgot the other dude's name, Jugo, and Kari weren't there, Sasuke would have died right there by Killer B. Basically, Killer B escaped from being captured. Sasuke and his group and Obito ended up interrupting a 5 Kage meeting. He encountered Danzo. Now, Sasuke was going through a lot of mental issues because he couldn't handle what was said to him. Because he believed that, you know, Itachi was just always a bad guy. Then Obito told him he wasn't. So it's like, wow, it's just too much to take in. He was so bent on killing Danzo, he almost killed Karin. Stabbed Karin with the Chidori just to stab Danzo. Danzo died, you know, he killed himself and he tried to take Sasuke with him. Sasuke encountered Kakashi, Sakura, and Naruto after his fight with Danzo. And during their confrontation, Sasuke did this psychotic laugh. That right there is when he snapped. And later, you know, in the series, he sees his brother again. This time reanimated. For those who do not know what reanimated means, they're just brought back to life. You know, him and his brother fought Kabuto and his little new powers, Sage Kabuto. And Itachi just told him the truth. Literally the whole truth. And that right there changed Sasuke's views again. Then we're at the fourth Great Ninja War. While it's happening. Eventually it came to an end. And they fought Kaguya. Sasuke said he wanted to kill the 5 Kage. I believe he said that because he wanted to put an end to this chaos. Or future chaos that will happen. That's why he said that. Naruto and Sasuke had their final fight. Both of them lost their arms from the Chidori Rasengan clash. Naruto won the fight, then happily ever after. So basically that summary, I think I most likely missed details, but this is from what I've written down and straight from memory, so I apologize if I missed details. But the moral of, you know, Sasuke's psychology is that he just been through a lot of trauma, which messed up his mental. So his whole clan get murdered. Was believed that his older brother was just, you know, somebody acting and didn't really care about them. Then got told that the Hidden Leaf ordered the Uchiha to get massacred, Danzo. And get told by your reanimated brother that, you know, he did it so he could get strong. Because I remember Itachi had the crow. He was supposed to use it on Sasuke so he could protect the Leaf Village. Something like that. But yeah, Sasuke went through a lot of stuff. Anyway, thank you for listening to the Mind of a Renegade, the psychology of Sasuke Uchiha. Have a good day.